Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Howard Stutz joins us. He's the gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com. and grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Howard Stutz. He is the gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
And welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. So we have Tilman Fertitta buying acreage in one of the busiest spots on the Las Vegas Strip. And I'm thinking that he may have paid a record price for that land, $270 million.
Could be. I mean, it depends on the acreage. We started adding it out. The site that...
It's 6 acres.
6 acres. Well, the site that Elan has, the old Elan site that had been the old Frontier site that was going off and on, that was the most expensive parcel. It was like 43 acres, and it was, I can't remember what the exact price, but that would have been the most expensive. I'd have to go back and do the math.
$1.2 billion plus
right,
change.
Right. I got to go back and do the math on all that. But it was... That's a pretty... hefty price, but you're not surprised with Tilman Fertitta. Look, what he says he's going to do, he does. And he has been, he's had the two Golden Nuggets, one downtown, one in Laughlin. He's expanded that brand now. He actually built a Golden Nugget from the ground up in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The Biloxi Old Isle property became a Golden Nugget, and of course, what he did in Atlantic City to the former Marina site. So, yeah, he's done he does what he says he's going to do. I think him being on the Strip, there's going to be, he's a cousin of the Fertitta family, of the Frank and Lorenzo Station Casinos. He's not a locals casino person. It's a destination resort. The other one I just remembered, I forgot, he bought a casino in Central City, Cripple Creek, Colorado. I saw when I was up there a month or so ago, and he's going to turn that into a Golden Nugget in the same town where Dan Lee of Full House Resort is building the big project there. So he says what he's going to do. We'll see what the plans are. We saw some already in front of the county commission. We'll see what he says may break ground by March, and we'll see where this goes. But
maybe the new Cosmopolitan.
He could be that type of brand. I don't know. He may not he may not go far away from the Golden Nugget brand. I mean, it's a brand that he has now. It might be a whole new brand of some sort. We just don't know yet. But yeah, I quit betting on against Tilman Fertitta. He usually has been correct in what he's done now, and you know, we'll see where he moves forward with this.
As we're taping this show, last night the New York Times broke a story about the three gaming licenses in New York City and talking about Caesars Entertainment wanting the one in Times Square. What are your thoughts on that?
There are three licenses, as you said. We already know, it's pretty clear, one's going to go to Resort to Genting, Resorts World, because they have the slot machine only casino at Aqueduct Racetrack. The other's probably going to go, another is probably going to go to MGM Resorts, which has a slot machine only casino at Yonkers Raceway. So that leaves one left out in New York. You have Caesars now announcing that they're going to be involved with this company on Times Square. Last month, Wynn Resorts announced a project with another company at the Hudson Yards.
That's related, right?
Yeah, right next to the Javits Center, which is a massive convention space that had once been thought of. Las Vegas Sands had been targeting New York. Now Sands is still saying they're looking at New York. You have Bally's, who just recently bought the Tropicana and owns the Bally's Lake Tahoe. They're looking at New York. And the other one, the wild card out there, is the owner of the New York Mets, Steve Cohen, in partnership with Hard Rock at a casino location next to Citi Field where the Mets play. So we don't know how this is all going to play out yet. It's it'll be fascinating to watch. Interesting point, in February, during Caesars' fourth quarter earnings call, an analyst asked Tom Reeg, the CEO of Caesars, about New York City. At the time, Caesars had just launched their sports betting operations in the state of New York, and it was, you know, getting a lot of play. And they asked him, well, let's bring it full circle. Do you want to do one of the casinos in New York? And Tom Reeg shot it down. He said, no, the regulatory process is too stringent. No, we're not interested. Well, changed his mind, it looks like. And so the company's now involved with this, seeing if they can get a license for Times Square. We'll see what happens.
It was interesting in the article to read that the Broadway Theater is somewhat against the concept of having a casino there, but other people in that area think that it would be increased security, it would be uplifting, it would not Disney, but something
sure.
That would be very good for Times Square.
Well, it depends. It's also going to be another huge draw to Times Square that already has a lot of people. You know, that's then probably, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but it's probably the number one, at least in the top three or four draws to New York City when you go there. We went to Times Square years ago when we went there. So yeah, it's a draw. That's going to be the question, I think. Is it too much for for Times Square? Is it, you know, bringing more people down there? And we'll just see where this all plays out.
So Las Vegas Sands gets out of Las Vegas, but we know they have interest in Texas. They have interest in Florida, but both of those seem to be going nowhere. Is this do or die for them in the United States to do New York City?
You know, they never say do or die with that company because they
right,
really,
true.
You know, we don't know what's going to happen. Texas, they're going to continue to look at Texas. I think they're going to put another bill through the legislature again, try to tie it with sports betting because that's another state. There's three big states without sports betting are California, Texas, and Florida. So I'm sure Sands is going to be back in Texas. I think they'll still look at Florida, though Florida is a much tougher challenge because of the Seminole Tribe and the Hard Rock.
And also Disney, right?
And Disney. Disney is pro-gaming when Disney used to be the most rabidly anti-gaming company in the world. Oh, but we bought ESPN. Oh, sports betting is legal. Oh, we can make $1 billion off of sports betting. Okay, we like gaming now, as long as they can be involved in it. So yeah, Sands, it would seem to be New York might be, you know, the last stab. They didn't bid on Chicago. In fact, none of the major companies bid on Chicago. You know, Chicago was hoping for MGM or Sands or Caesars.
But wasn't that the tax situation?
The tax situation was horrible tax situation. But Bally's went in. They're going to, you know, they're already moving forward on, they're putting a temporary casino in downtown Chicago and be like, I think 2026 or 2027 before the permanent property opens on, I think it's been about, $1.7 billion on it in downtown Chicago. We'll see where Sands goes. I think they're right now, they need to get Macau back. And I mean, they're right now a one casino company because Macau is not really contributing anything. And they have the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, a beautiful property that they're expanding. They're going to expand, going to spend about, I think $3 billion, they had said a few years ago, to expand the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore. But they are one casino company right now because of, as far as Macau has fallen apart.
Okay, but that's not a bad place to have a casino.
In Singapore?
In time. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be a beautiful property, a beautiful location. You see it on every, you know, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. It was central there. Kim Jong-un, when he had the summit with Donald Trump, made a visit to the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and that's all the attention they got at the time, which was very kind of fascinating. I think they were hoping to host the summit over there at that point.
Let's talk about Dubai for a second. Mm-hmm. Fascinating to see and UAE. So many casino companies, whether they're opening a casino or just a high-end property, are moving out towards there. And what struck me as interesting was that they're looking to attract the marketplace from India. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, India has supplied, along with the Philippines, a lot of the workers. But now they're looking to attract middle and high-class travelers. India has always been on the target for the convention authority here in Las Vegas. What do you think about that whole mix?
You know, it's fascinating because, and I'm just learning about all this myself as we talk, I'm continuing to trying to understand this UAE market because where Wynn is putting its property, that will allow gaming. Whereas MGM and Caesars now operates, right now they don't have gaming. So they're a high-end hotel. You know, an MGM Grand, a Caesars Palace, UAE. I think, you know, where Wynn's going, there's gaming. So it's a real fascinating mix, but I think there's change going on, and maybe we'll see gaming get added in some of those place markets. Where the Wynn property is going is fascinating because it's very much like the Singapore model. Targeted toward visitors. Locals can go in, but to go into the casino, you're going to have to pay a fee.
Yes.
That's what they do in Singapore.
Yes.
The locals in Singapore have to pay a fee to go into either the Resorts World Sentosa or the Marina Bay Sands. So just to get into the casino portion of it. So that's going to be a real change on it. That's going to be a real difference, and we'll see if that's how that plays out in the rest of the UAE.
What do you think about marketing to India?
You know, India, there's a a high-end crowd there.
Oh yeah, there's over a billion people.
Whether that's been an issue for Las Vegas, you know, right now, Vegas is trying to get back the international market, returning all the different flights into different countries. I mean, that's been the challenge since COVID. I don't know if there was a move at toward India at one point.
Oh yeah, Rossi Rollincott on this program 100 no? years ago.
Well, see, there you go.
I asked him.
You know things I don't know. There you go. I like that.
I asked him, you know, what other markets.
I'm sure that'll be a market that Vegas will
look
at.
It was like Asia first.
Yeah.
And, China first and then India.
And I think then there will be a market Las Vegas will look at. Look, Las Vegas doesn't forget markets. You know, if there's an audience, the LVCBA will go after it, and they'll work with the hotels and the airport to go after that market. So yeah, maybe we'll see India at some point.
You know, another thing, and just as we're talking about this, just for fun, when Jan Jones was on the program a couple of years ago, before Caesars was taken over, she was talking about just having come back from Brazil and Greece. And looking at the potential for opening properties there. Now, when Caesars took over, they said, you know, we're not looking at the international market. She came back on the program and said, not for now.
Not for now, but right now they were looking at, they had a property in South Korea and that went away. You mentioned Greece. I was just in Greece in the month of September for 2 weeks. Hard Rock is building a property near the Athens airport, and that's the only major, and we don't know where it's at right now, but I was kind of investigating that, you know, when I was back there. Caesars has not, they haven't gone back toward Japan, and then they did. They actually got involved with I think it was in Osaka. They threw their name in there. That seems to have gone away. Japan is, you know, it's been, how long have we been talking about Japan for a casino? I mean, going back into when I was with the Review Journal, I was on this show and we were talking about it. It's just not, right now it just seems MGM is the only property moving forward with Japan. Caesars is focused on, Nevada, the U.S. expansion. We could see other, you know, we'll see what happens with other states now as you know, as we've come out of COVID, if any other states move forward. There was a lot of talk about Georgia years ago. We'll see if that comes back, or if Texas does come. Sands is not going to have a monopoly on Texas,
right?
Then, you know, we could see one or two of the Nevada companies go down there. But I think right now for Caesars, they have said their focus is on the U.S. They are focused on sports betting and the digital gaming market world. So that's kind of where we'll see where they're at for now.
It's going to be fascinating. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back with Howard Stutz after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He is the gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. Your old friend, the Fountain Blue, it's getting closer.
Yeah. Gonna happen. I was wrong, okay? What, do you want me to come on the show every time and say I'm wrong?
No. I just want to know when it's going to open and we can go to the opening party.
I think they were saying the end of 2023 is the last I had heard. And it seemed to be moving in that direction. They've hired some high-level people to start talking about, they're talking about the retail component that's going to be much smaller. That was the one thing Mr. Sofer said to me when he was here for the second groundbreaking, was that the retail component, retail's not that big anymore. They're originally going to do like 200,000 square feet, so it's going to be scaled down. But they're moving forward. They've announced, I'm expecting to announce a lot more restaurants and a lot more, some other attractions there, but we'll see. I guess it looks like 2023.
We're taping here at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, and right across the way is this large empty field. This actually got some concert stuff on it right now. But do you think that we're going to see a baseball team on there?
Well, remember, last time I was on this show, I said that's the perfect location for the baseball stadium. I still think
this
it is.
This is called a follow-up.
Yeah, I guess. I still think it is. I just don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, we're still, it's dragged out for over a year now. We've been, the A's have dragged this all out.
But do you think Phil Ruffin would take the time to fly multiple times to Oakland if it wasn't for real?
Well, I think that he's interested in it and what he could do with that site. Phil's about making money.
Yes,
Phil's a smart businessman.
And a land guy.
Right, and he's about making money. I think one of the things they would do with this site, how can they, put in a baseball stadium, but then with the parking and everything, but also this urban village atmosphere where you have restaurants and shops and different things that draw people down there. Maybe a small non-gaming hotel like where we're sitting in right now, maybe right on that site. there's other avenues, other aspects they want to do with that site as an addition to a baseball stadium. I think a lot of question is also financing. The A's have said they want public money. They would like the Raiders' public money, right. Which that nobody's going to get that again. Right. You know, the $750 million. But I don't know if the room taxes are there. You know, remember, the Allegiant Stadium happened because MGM and Caesars, the biggest strip, you know, land, biggest strip operators, all said, yeah, we would agree to a little, you know, 0.25% increase in room tax to fund that $750 million component. I don't see that happening this time, where the casino and you're saying, yeah, we'll fund the baseball stadium. It's a baseball stadium and a football stadium are two different animals, and we see all the events we get at Allegiant Stadium. That's not to say that a baseball stadium in the off season would get some type of events, but it's not the same. So I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, if there's just a lot more that has to happen here. I still believe the A's want to stay in Oakland, at the site at the Howard Terminal on the port. I still believe that's where they want to stay.
Yeah, it's just that either way they go, they're looking for money. They're looking
right.
for, what is it, $12 billion?
Well, it's a $1 billion out of a $12 billion project.
Right.
And I think Oakland is willing to fund some of the state. They're willing to fund some of that in Oakland to keep the A's. Remember, the city of Oakland doesn't want to lose another sports franchise to Las Vegas. Southwest might as well cancel all their flights from Oakland to Vegas because the city of Oakland is going to be livid over this if they lose another franchise here. I just, you know, in talking to sports people, yeah, we would love to see, you know, baseball. I don't know if we're ready, though, there are very few cities that have all four major sports. I think we're going to get an NBA team at some point. With I think it'll go at the stadium that's at the south end, the arena that's being built at the south end on Blue Diamond and Las Vegas Boulevard that's being developed by Oakview and the Tim Lewicki. I think that'll be an NBA team. I don't know if we're ready for baseball. Look at the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have a tough time drawing in Phoenix, huge metropolitan market, but they have a tough time drawing there.
I don't know. These days, I'm not going to bet against sports. Let's take another break. We'll be right back with Howard Stutz after this.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250 and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the gaming reporter for the Nevada Independent. So we're driving past the Rio last night, and I'm telling my wife the story of when that property was purchased from Caesars. The new company, even though Caesars is still managing it, the new company was going to hire Tony Marnell to be the architect, and who was the original architect of and owner of that property. I haven't heard a thing about it in a long time.
It's been very quiet. They're New York hedge fund guys that bought the Rio. What, you know, Caesars already pulled the World Series of Poker out of there and moved it over to what's going to be the Horseshoe in Paris. Nobody really knows yet what the plans are at the Rio. It needs work. I mean,
sure,
it really does.
I'm
sure it's redesigning it. If they did, if Tony Marnell is involved and he's redesigning it, question is what type of theme, what type of design. That takes time. So they're content to operate it as is. When the NFL draft was here in April, it was a great place for myself and and Jeff Scheid, our photographer, to park and walk over to the Caesars complex to cover the NFL draft. I think it takes time. The pandemic probably disrupted a lot of this, a lot of different things in town. So that might be the reason. But we'll see. Maybe next time I'm on, you're down here, we'll have some news to talk about it.
You are such a professional, sir. We are out on time. Thank you so much for doing this, Howard, always.
Anytime.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.